Okay, so, sorry, I forgot to bring the lecturer and then.
A little bit of a slow start, but what we're doing is that there are cases when we need to describe a three-dimensional periodic function. So for instance, we're going to need to describe the electron density in a crystal, and it's a periodic function, as a three-dimensional periodic function. We need to be able to describe that somehow. And the way that it's done is that we write a Fourier series. So any three-dimensional periodic function could be written as a Fourier series where we sum over some reciprocal lattice vectors. And these are vectors in K-space. So K-space or reciprocal space is the space of all possible wave vectors. And we take some wave vectors and we build plane waves out of those wave vectors with some coefficients f, g, which are called the structure factors. And the reciprocal lattice vectors that we need to use depend on the Bravais lattice. So there are 14 Bravais lattices, and for each Bravais lattice, there are reciprocal lattice vectors that we need to use to build this Fourier series. But here's a drawing of K-space. I have Kx and Ky, and there are certain points in K-space. These are the reciprocal lattice vectors G. And these are the ones that we need to use to be able to write this Fourier series. And the reciprocal lattice vectors also form a periodic lattice. So they form, like you see here, it would keep going. It's an infinite periodic lattice. And in fact, the reciprocal lattice vectors for a Bravais lattice is the Fourier transform of the Bravais lattice. So if you know the Bravais lattice and you describe it as three-dimensional delta functions at every Bravais lattice point, and Fourier transform that, you would get the reciprocal lattice. But there's an easier way of generating the reciprocal lattice. And that is that you can build primitive reciprocal lattice vectors out of the real space primitive lattice vectors. So A1, A2, and A3 are primitive real space lattice vectors. We know the Bravais lattice in real space, and we find three vectors that will translate us between all the points in real space. We can use them to generate reciprocal lattice vectors. And these are, in this case, the reciprocal lattice vectors, but B1 would be, say, from here to there, and B2 would be from here to there. And if you know these two primitive lattice vectors, you can construct the whole lattice just by making the reciprocal lattice vector some integer times B1 plus some integer times B2 plus some integer times B3, and that would generate the entire reciprocal lattice that we need.